Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tharisa PLC interim results. All participants will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. If you should need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn over to the CEO, Phoevos Borelos. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first half interim results for Tharisa PLC financial year 2016. I think if we move over to the second slide, which is our standard disclaimer, which really I'm not proposing to go through at this stage, but is there for your perusal. Moving on to the agenda, we have 8 items that we'll run through today. But I think let's start off with the first slide, which is building a global presence. I think importantly, Tharisa is a Cyprus-domiciled headquartered company with its primary operations in South Africa, its primary listing on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and as at last week, its secondary listing on the main market of the London Stock Exchange. We are a global company where we supply our products internationally. And I think we just wanted to illustrate where our products are distributed on this slide. But I think moving on to our key asset and our cornerstone, the Tharisa mine, which is an open pit mine with some 20 years life, and it is the co-producer of platinum group metals and chrome concentrate on a profitable basis. What we wanted to do on the following slide is illustrate our innovative approach. We mine 5 middle group reef horizons from the large-scale open pit at the Tharisa mine with a 20-year life. That run-of-mine product is then fed through a 3-stage crushing circuit, and that product from the crushed ore is then fed into a primary mill, which mills that product to a coarse grind. The product from the primary mill is then fed into a gravity separation spiral plant, whereby we take a mass extraction of chrome concentrate in the saleable form, which is then exported either via rail to Richards Bay Dry Bulk Terminal or to Durban via containers and bulk from Richards Bay Dry Bulk Terminal. The tails from the spiral plant are then fed into the secondary mill for a much finer grind to minus 75 micron, and that product is then fed into a conventional PGM flotation circuit, rougher, cleaner circuit, whereby we then produce our PGM concentrate, which is then dispatched to Impala Refining Services. The tails from that flotation circuit are then re-spiraled for a second pass or second extraction of chrome concentrate, and those chrome products are then dispatched and sold on to our global market. The tails from that spiral plant are then deposited on the tailing storage facility. I think what's unique about this process is that we're processing the middle group horizon in the Bushveld complex in South Africa on a co-production basis, and we have a completely integrated circuit maximizing the recovery of PGMs and chrome. Then moving on to the next slide, where we talk about our model, which is a mine-to-market model. In terms of PGM concentrate, we produce the filter cake concentrate, and we supply that in terms of offtake agreements with Impala Refining Services, and they refine that into final metal, and that is supplied into the automotive, industrial, jewelry, and investment sectors. In terms of our chrome concentrate, we take more control of our product. At steady state levels, our product mix has improved from historic levels whereby we'll be producing 76.6% metallurgical grade concentrate primarily used in the manufacture of stainless steel, and then 23.4% specialty grade utilized in the chemical, foundry and refractory industries. We have a dedicated wholly owned logistics company that manages the movement of our materials from the mine to end users primarily in China in terms of the metallurgical grade concentrate, and in terms of the foundry and chemical products globally distributed. We utilized the Marikana rail siding, and the Richards Bay dry bulk terminal is the main terminal for bulk shipments of our chrome concentrate. Our customers are primarily stainless steel producers, ferrochrome producers, and global commodity traders, and in terms of our specialty, chrome foundries, chemical producers, and refractories. We also own a wholly owned subsidiary called Arco Resources, which is our marketing and sales company, which markets and sells our products internationally. So that was a brief background to our business, but what will you hear from us today? I think you'll see that Teresa is maturing, we're delivering on our promises, and we are forward-looking in terms of our strategy. So we're a mid-tier company mining one of the world's largest chrome resources. We're approaching steady-state levels of 147.4 thousand PGM ounces and 1.3 million tons of chrome concentrate. Those numbers have been updated with the release of our 2015 Competent Persons Report. And we're now listed on the JSE and on the LSE. We're delivering our promises in that we're a successful, diversified co-producer of PGM, metallurgical and specialty grade chrome concentrates. We are amongst the lowest cost producers within the PGM and chrome concentrate industries, and we're profitable, most importantly, from the dual revenue streams from these commodities from a single cost base. When we look forward, we see opportunities that will result in improved recoveries in production, and we continually evaluating opportunities, not only organically, but any accretive growth opportunities that may arise. We've successfully listed on the London Stock Exchange, which enables and improves our capital flexibility. I think just talking on the London listing, I think it's an important milestone for the company. Bearing in mind that the primary listing will remain on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. So why London, why not? The common question for us. We are a European domiciled company. We have a large international shareholder base. And it is always our intention to raise the international profile of Teresa to access a wider pool of investors and ultimately improve our trading liquidity. The listing went live last Wednesday, the 8th of June in London, and we've seen some activity and some nice movement, and hopefully this will result in more liquidity going forward. So talking to our achievements for the first half of this financial year 2016, I think we're very encouraged with us achieving steady state production in the second quarter on an annualized basis. To that end, our PGM production for the 6 months was up 4.5% to 60,000 ounces, and our chrome concentrate production was up 7.3% to 604.4 thousand ounces. I think if we look at the revenue line, there was a marked drop, some 30.5% at $86 million. But I think importantly, we can't look at this in isolation. We need to look at the PGM basket price and the 42% CIF chrome prices. On the PGM front, prices dropped some 27.4% from $945 an ounce from the comparable period in 2015 to $686 per ounce. On the chrome front, this is on a CIF basis, China, prices dropped some 32.1% from $156 to $106. So when we look at the revenue, we need to take those revenue, those prices into account. I think encouragingly, though, we posted an improvement in cash flows from operating activities of some 18.2% to $18.2 million, and an improvement in our gross profit margin of 24.6%, up 6.2% from the comparable period. And this really talks to our nearing steady state production levels, the benefits in terms of our unit costs, and the strategy of moving more production to specialty grade chrome concentrate, which attracts a premium and has more margin. We posted a profit before tax of $4.5 million, and net profit after tax of $3.1 million, yielding a headline earnings per share of 1 US cent, which is flat from the comparable period. I think most importantly, our cost position has improved as we near steady state and we benefit from the economies of scale. Our all-in cost in terms of PGM dropped some 10.9% to $492 per ounce. And on the chrome CIF main ports China price, our cost dropped some 32.9% to $102. And that really talks as well to our strategy moving more of our production to specialty grade chrome concentrate and our GP, our gross profit, improving from 7% to 17.9%. I think moving on now to the market, the platinum and chrome prices over the last 3 years, I think what I wanted to illustrate on these two slides really is that platinum in rand terms has remained relatively stable within a range of 12,000 to 16,000 rand, whereas the US dollar price has been on a material decline. So we are seeing relief from a weak South African rand of our PGM, and in particular, in this case, platinum price. On the chrome front, you'll see quite a dramatic drop in the last 6 months, but again, some relief from the weakening South African rand, and there's a cross point in September last year where the rand price overtakes the US dollar price in terms of value. I think more importantly, over the next page, you see the context over the last 12 months. And I think this illustrates that platinum in rand terms has actually gained in value. The basket price has improved. And in fact, talks to our very healthy gross profit margin of 33.8% in terms of our PGM basket. And then I think very importantly, if we look at the chrome concentrate market, we saw that dramatic drop of prices from September through to December and into the first quarter of this year with a very rapid recovery in prices whereby chrome is now trading at approximately $150 per ton, which is back to normalized levels. Now, we often get the question as to why the market dropped so dramatically. We believe that there was a nervousness around bulk commodities going into China. We saw iron ore, manganese prices drop off. But during the same period, we noted that port stocks in China had depleted to critically low levels with very little resupply. So what we're seeing now is resupply. We believe the market is in balance and we should see these prices remain relatively stable over the next 6 months. I think also what we wanted to highlight was the premium that the specialty grade chrome products attract over the metallurgical price. You'll note for the 6 months, the average price achieved from those products is $122, but importantly, this is FOB Richards Bay, so it's not the same basis as the 42% chrome concentrate. So moving on to operational highlights now, I'd like to draw your attention, first of all, to safety. Safety remains a key priority of management, and we continually strive for the zero harm. You will have noted that in the first quarter of the financial year 2016, there were a number of Section 54 and Section 55 instructions issued by the DMR, which resulted in approximately 15% mill throughput loss. And encouragingly, in the second quarter, we had no production shift losses. So we renewed our commitment to safety and engagement with new safety imperatives and programs being launched. To that end, we launched a comprehensive new training center in April, and really the focus on development of our own employees as well as those of our contractors. We've centralized the trainings, providing safety and regulatory training to all contractors and employees on site, as well as adult basic education training. By comparison to the industry, we still have a competitively low safety statistic of 0.3 lost time injury frequency rate. However, this is still above our target of having a zero harm environment. So we continually strive for that zero reportable incidents. Moving on to production on the following slide, you'll see we've broken down PGM and chrome production and then spoken about specialty grade production. I think what's encouraging and it's clear to see is that PGM production has been on a upward trajectory since the first PGM ounces in 2012 were produced, and you can see the first half production at 60,000 ounces with forecast or guidance production for the second half of 69,300 ounces of 6E PGM. On the chrome front, you would have seen an improvement in the first half of this year and a further improvement in the second half of this year of 642,000 ounces, forecast guidance, getting us close to the new steady state numbers. I think the most important thing in the chrome production numbers is the addition of more specialty grade production. So you'll see that in the first half of 2016, we more than doubled our production of specialty grade products from 47,000 odd tons in 2015 to over 105,000 tons in the first half, growing that to 150,000 tons of specialty grade products for the second half of the financial year. Moving on to the operational highlights, I think importantly here to note is the annualized steady state achievement of mining and PGM production. In terms of run of mine, for the 6 months we mined 2.4 million tons, an improvement of 21% on the half year 2015, and that is really running at steady state levels. The feed grade of PGMs into the plant is satisfactory, and we've seen a slight improvement at 1.8%. Chrome grades are slightly lower than we'd like, and a lot of focus and attention is being administered in the open pit in terms of improving the feed grade and quality of run-of-mine being processed. Encouragingly, we've seen PGM recoveries improved 65%, 1.9% improvement. Our target still remains to achieve 70%, and we're working towards that. That's yielding 60,000 ounces of production for the half year. Chrome recoveries have improved from 6.1% to 62.8%. Again, our targets remain 65% there, but that improvement in recovery yielding more production at 604,000 tons. I've spoken to the PGM and chrome prices, but I think importantly, we look at the weakening of the South African exchange rate from a comparable period at some 30.4%. And Michael will talk to the benefit that has given us in terms of our cost of sales. If we look at the stack graph, the bottom right-hand side, the cash cost comparison on a platinum equivalent ounce, this is now calculated on a co-product cash cost basis at Tharisa of some $552 per ounce. Again, this is on a platinum equivalent basis. You will see that Tharisa is squarely positioned in the lowest cost quartile of PGM producers. I'd like now to hand over to Michael Jones, our CFO, to take us through our financial highlights.
Thank you, Steve, and good morning to our audience. I'd like to start off having a look at the income statements for the 6 months. And there, as mentioned earlier, our revenue, $86.0 million, is some 30.5% down on the comparable period. And this is largely in line with the decrease in the commodity prices. If we unpack that a little further, though, our sales volume for our PGM, marginally up from 58.4 thousand ounces to 59.1 thousand ounces. But on the chrome side, there was a decrease in our volume sales from 520.5 thousand tons to 481.7 thousand tons. And this is notwithstanding the increase in production. It was a conscious decision to stay out of the market when the commodity prices fell and not to sell at those reduced prices. Our revenue comprises two segments. We have the PGM segment and we have the chrome segment. On the chrome side, it's not directly comparable because what often happens is our CIF costs of the sales, in other words, the insurance and the freight, get included in the revenue line, and this has an effect of distorting the relative contribution of those segments. If we then have a look at the pie charts on the bottom of page 18, what we've really done there is we've split out the revenue contribution between the selling cost and effectively the at-the-gate revenue. So the PGM revenue for the current half is at $35.8 million and the chrome revenue is $33.7 million. So they're roughly equal in terms of contribution to our revenue line. And this is also the basis on which we allocate our shared costs. Our shared costs are allocated on a 50-50 basis, which is consistent with the prior period. I think very pleasing is improving the gross profit margin, which improved from 18.4% to 24.6%. I'd like to unpack that in a little more detail. So the chrome gross margin improved from $5.6 million to $9 million, but most importantly, the gross profit margin improved from 7% to 17.9%. And there are a number of reasons for this increase in the gross profit percentage. The one was, of course, the exchange rate benefits that Phil was mentioned earlier, and share our cost of sales benefited by some 16% as a consequence of the weakening of the rand, that was a benefit that we felt in cost of sales. We also improved production on the chrome side, which reduced our overall unit cost of production, and that's seen flowing through into the gross profit percentage improvement. A major contributor was the lower C8 main ports transport costs, and those dropped from $59 per ton to $40 a ton. And then, of course, the improvement in margin because of the specialty chrome product. So all in all, that contributed to the improvement in the gross profit percentage for chrome to 17.9%. The gross profit percentage for PGM, 63.8%, margin down the previous 39.1%. And while we had that decrease in the prices, the reduction in the cost, which we'll touch on shortly, were not sufficient to offset the reduction in selling prices. Very pleasing, our results from operating activities at $10.6 million for the half year, margin down to 12.4%. And while EBITDA did drop to 14.7%, again, very pleasing, there was an improvement in the EBITDA margin to 17.1%, and that is an improvement of 2.6%. Our profit before tax decreased to $4.5 million, and our headline earnings per share was a constant 1 cent per share. Our dividend policy remains an annual dividend of 10% of net profit after tax, and we'll be revisiting that at the end of this current year. Just recognizing that in the past year, we did pass the dividend declaration due to the decline in the commodity prices, which you have seen coming through for this half. I'd like to look now at the cost analysis in some detail, and this is set up on page 19. Our PGM unit cost of sales, and here we're looking at our all-in cost that includes depreciation on the PGM front, declined by 12.6% to $402 an ounce. So there you can see the revenue dropped by some 30.5%, and the unit cost there 12.6%, which contributes to that fall in the gross profit percentage to the 32.8%. Through the chrome unit cost of sales, decrease of 40.1% to $85 a ton, and I've explained the reasons for that on the previous slide. If you look at our total unit cost, and here what we've done here has included our selling costs, cost of sales and administrative costs on the PGM front, that's a decrease to $492 an ounce, and on the chrome front at $102 per ton. If we look at the chart on page 19, the pie chart there, that really looks at the operating cost analysis on ex-works basis, so it's at the gate, that Theresa mine. Our mining is undertaken by a mining contractor, MCC, and our mining cost, which also includes their labor of some 880-odd employees, comprises 53.2% of our total cost. To that cost, we should add the bulk of the diesel cost at 14.5%, because of the open pit is dependent on diesel, and that's the see-through cost that is passed on to ourselves. I'd just like to touch on two of the cost components. The one is labor. The labor component is 9.3%. This is significantly lower than what an open pit mining operation would be, underground mining operation would be. And I think importantly, we have a three-year wage agreement with our own employees, and we're in the middle of that at the moment. We're not looking at entering into wage negotiations at this point. The other item I'd like to touch on is the utilities. The utilities comprise 6.5%. That's mostly Eskom and our water. And that is an area where we expect there to be some above inflation pressure increases coming forward. And that's a relatively slow percentage again, and that's because of our reliance on diesel for the open pit mining. Just moving on to the balance sheet, our total interest-bearing debt stands at $51.8 million. The primary debt remains the senior debt facility, and that was the billion rand that we borrowed for the senior debt facility to fund the construction of the Voyager plant and also the expansion of that mining footprint. The final repayment date for that is 31 March 2019. In terms of the provision of that senior debt facility, we have to maintain a debt service reserve account, which is two quarter payments, and that's in at $9.8 million, and that's sitting in cash. So our pro forma bearing debt stands at $42 million, or a debt to equity ratio of 24.2%, with a target debt to equity ratio of 15%. Taking for our cash and cash equivalent to 11.1 gives us a net debt position of 30.9, at a net debt to total equity ratio of 17.8% and improvement over the comparable period 22.7. We have net current liabilities of $11.4 million and an improvement in our return on equity at 2.7%. I would just like to touch on the capital expenditure side. Our capital expenditure for the half year was $6.4 million. Included in that is a deferred stripping component, which is the stripping ahead of what is required for our current mining at $3.1 million. So that gives us a capital number of $3.3 million. And I'd like to compare that against a depreciation charge for the period of 4.6. From a capital expenditure perspective, we are substantially de-risked in that all the capital required for the construction of the Voyager plant has been spent and for the expansion of the mining footprint to produce a steady state production. So this is really the sustaining capex going forward, and I expect it at very similar levels. There are a number of optimization initiatives that we are looking at, and that could impact on the capex, but not materially going forward. I'd just like to touch on our audit report. In the City September audit report, we did have an instance of matter relating to going concern, and that really dealt with two key criteria. One was production, and the other was the commodity prices. And I've seen, or we've demonstrated since then, the achievement of steady state annualized basis and also the recovery in the commodity prices. But based on that and looking at the forward forecast, the emphasis of matter has been lifted. This discussion of debt-to-EBITDA multiple, that's at the 3.5 times and an improvement on our previous one of 31 March 2015 of 2.6 times. If we look at our value proposition, and this is on page 21, and what this really does is look at an enterprise value compared to our EBITDA and compares this to our peer grouping principally here of platinum producers. And here we can see that there is a significant undervaluation of Tharisa based on the current share prices if we look at it compared to our peer groups, demonstrating the upside that we expect to achieve on our share price. I would like to now hand over to Siva to deal with the outlook going forward.
Thank you, Michael. In closing, I'd like to take a look at our forecast for the balance of this financial year. In the first half, we produced 60,000 ounces of PGMs and 604,400 tons of chrome concentrate. We're giving guidance that our full-year PGM production for 2016 will be 129,600 ounces. Thereafter, stabilizing at 147,400 ounces for financial year 2017. Our chrome concentrate full-year forecast is given at 1.25 million tons with an increased component of specialty grade concentrates. Thereafter, for financial year 2017, reverting to steady state numbers of 1.3 million tons per annum, including 300,000 tons of specialty chrome concentrate. We have seen a recovery in commodity prices in dollar terms from the first half, PGMs and chrome concentrate up 4% and 42% respectively, we are of the view that chrome concentrates will remain at those levels and PGM basket prices have a strong case for appreciating dollar prices. I think looking ahead, our focus is on improving feed grades into the processing plant, focusing on run-of-mine head grades, We are targeting a number of initiatives to improve PGM and chrome recovery, and a number of optimization initiatives are being implemented through the application of some innovative technology to improve those recoveries. As Michael said, we do have an annual policy, a dividend policy of 10% of net profit after tax to be distributed, and that will be reviewed at the financial year end. So we'll continue to implement our strategy of being a leading natural resources company focused on originating, developing, and operating mines within the platinum group, chrome and steel raw material sector, and we are focused on achieving steady state and maintaining the positive trajectory that we've had. So that concludes our presentation for today. I would like to move over to question and answers. I could speak to the moderator, please.
Thank you very much, sir. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. If you'd like to remove yourself from the queue, please press star, then two. We'll pause a moment to see if there's any questions. Okay, we have a question from Peter James from PL Hunt. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. I was just wondering whether you could give us some color over how the premier for the specialty grade of chrome is holding up relative to metallurgical products. Because obviously, you're putting quite a significant more tons into that market. I was just wondering whether that was having an effect on just compressing that premium at all.
Thank you, Peter, for the question. We have seen a compression in the differential. However, they still trade at a premium to the improved metallurgical price that we're seeing at $150 per ton. So the metallurgical price forms the basis from which those prices are derived. So there is an inherent value add in terms of the composition of those products. So it will continue to attract a premium, but I think rightly so, with the recovery of the met grade, there has been the decrease in that premium margin.
And would you expect that premium to come under a little more pressure if you continue to push more tons into that specialty grade, or are you now at about steady state sort of split?
On a monthly basis, we're at that steady state split, so we don't see any supply factors impacting the price.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you. The next question from David Fazier from Turgon Capital. Go ahead.
Thanks, gentlemen. Just an update. You mentioned the chrome logistics cost being $40 in the 6 months. Obviously, it's a material part of the equation. Can you tell us what that spot number is at the moment, please?
I think if we look at the spot prices now, the spot prices have come up a little bit from those levels. The freight costs have reflected a strengthening from the transporter perspective. So there we were sitting at about $12 previously. We're probably looking at about $17 at the moment per ton of freight.
Okay. Could I ask a follow-up question?
Sure, sure.
Clearly at the moment, if we sort of plug in these numbers with 6 months situation, I mean, you are going to generate a significant amount of free cash. I mean, what is the aim of that free cash? Would you perhaps retire some of the debt early? I mean, where do you plan to spend that sort of money? Is there capital projects that you're looking at the moment?
Well, I think there's a number of areas where we deploy that spare cash. First is the awesome optimization issues that we are looking at, and we then fund those from that free cash rather than talking from borrowing. That's one aspect. We may very well retire some of the senior debt facility early. I think we also have a focus on our working capital and managing our working capital down as well from a funding perspective. And then, of course, the application of our dividend policy that we'd like to have an overall dividend at the end of the financial year.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. Our next question is from Herbie Haldanais. Bonani, sorry.
Hi. Good morning, guys. I would just like to know what was the stripping ratio over the period compared to the life of mine.
Okay. I'll give you that stripping ratio at the moment. The stripping ratio at the moment for the half year was 6.8, and that's on a per cubic meter basis. For the prior period was for the prior financial year was 10.7. And if we look at the concentrations report, which was updated as of December 2015, the stripping ratio is approximately 8.9. And just to reiterate, that's on a per cubic meter basis, so cube for cube.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, final reminder, star then one if you'd like to ask a question. All right, gentlemen, we have no further questions in the queue. Any closing comments?
I'd like to thank everybody for attending the webcast, and feel free to email us any questions you may have regarding the interim results. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Teresa PLC, this concludes today's conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.